Hey, welcome everybody to the 11 a.m. first module 10 call. We're at the business end of things now. This is our final module. And this will be quite an interactive session today. We're going to be looking at courage-based planning. So courage-based goals, planning, and then taking action. And bringing this to life for you so you can see how to do this work with clients. And then next week, we're going to talk about kind of bringing all of this program together and looking at how you can start to create your own kind of package of self-belief coaching type approaches, what this looks like, how to work with clients. It's a great session to bring your questions, any confusions or things you just want to check in around. Please start kind of jotting down anything that you think, actually, I wouldn't mind having a quiet word about this. Please do bring that to next week's session. Okay. So I'm just going to share my screen, part of my screen, with you to talk about today. Have anything open? Okay. So, coaching with clients, goals and dreams. So we're going to talk about the aims of this module, like what we're doing this for and why we're taking this approach. And this week, we're going to talk about courage-based goals, plans and action. And next week, more about kind of the general change cycle, like human behavior type stuff and drawing the program tools together. We're also going to set you some homework this week, which is quite specific. So do hang out and listen for that. All right. So goals and dreams. First thing to start with is that there's no ideal, right, or linear process to achieving goals. This is often why it feels so shit and why lots of us kind of go, don't like goals, I kind of don't set them or I don't achieve them. I've got a lot of stories about me and goals. This is entirely natural and normal. Our mainstream kind of understanding of how to achieve goals is pretty brutal. It's sort of like, I don't know if you've ever worked with a personal trainer, but it's that thing of, here's you now, the before photo. Here's the after photo of where you want to get to. And we're just going to beat you into submission along the way until you get there. So there's a lot of like guilt and shame associated with goals for us and for our clients. We've often had quite shitty experiences. And this is mainly because our clients, we don't feel resourced when inevitably self-doubt arises when we experience setbacks and challenges and things don't go to plan. So we don't do that here, right? That's not the approach we're taking. But I just really want to, like, if there's anything you take away from today, it's that there is no straight line between you and your goal. And I just want to kind of caveat this. Before I retrained as a coach just over 10 years ago, I worked as a management consultant, mostly on big complex projects where we had an entire team looking after a project plan, right? It never reflected reality for 1 second, apart from the day it was created, because there were humans involved and humans would underestimate or overestimate how long things would take. There would be people who would leave the team, new people would join and they would need time to come to grips with things. Everyone had their own levels of productivity. Left field requests would come in from elsewhere in the organization. So even in a professional environment with trained people and all the tools in the world and all the money and the resources, that plan never reflected reality. Linear plans where this happens and then this happens and then this happens don't reflect reality. So when I started working with folks who have self-doubt, I was finding 2 things would happen. 1, my clients would come to me with no goals and no dreams and no intentions, all they wanted was, I just don't want this, whatever this looks like, right? My life right now feels unsatisfying or unfulfilling or not what I want. I should be in a different place by now, or has time run out and it's too late for me, right? So it was basically, I'm not concentrating on what I want. I'm just concentrating on what I don't want, which is everything. And can you please find a magic bullet to fix it, right? This sounds like it's familiar to you guys too. So my clients would come with that kind of expectation, or even if they knew that was slightly unrealistic, that's just where they were, right? I don't know what I want, just not this. And another group of people, a lot of people, would come with quite specific, thought out, heartfelt goals and intentions. And some of them had color-coded plans, right? Those plans never reflected reality, and at the first hurdle, they would quit. And it didn't matter. Like, these are goals that they had often labored on, were fantasizing about. You know, I want to start my own business while I'm stuck in the corporate, in a corporate cubicle, and I'm dreaming and fantasizing about this and trying to manifest the shit out of it every day, right? And then as soon as they get a setback, they're like, oh, maybe this isn't meant for me. It didn't seem to matter either for these clients what kind of goal it was, like whether it was just changing habits or whether it was, starting a business or going for a promotion or wanting like a relationship that was not horrible, wanting to put boundaries in place, like recognizing they were kind of a people pleaser type person. Like, it didn't seem to matter what the desire was. As soon as there was a setback or a challenge, self-doubt would come up and the client would just say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. They wouldn't say that with words. They would say, oh, but I found this new thing I want to concentrate on. I want to shift the focus of our coaching to this other totally complex and difficult area of my life. Or I've decided that I don't actually want to do that anymore. It's this. Something like that, right? So I could see over time that actually this is the protector saying, hey, as soon as you start taking steps towards something that really matters to you, you're facing a pretty full house of risk. And so the protector is going to come up and go, whoa, no, we do not want to do this. Let's go watch some Netflix. Or let's make this as complicated as possible so that you feel paralyzed to take any action. Let's get brain fog so we forget that we actually know what to do next. Let's just tell ourselves we don't know what to do next. All right, so there's a lot of stuff that comes up as self-doubt along the way to making our dreams and goals a reality. And what I'm hoping you can see is that so you could start working with a client on the basis of a goal and a dream, right? You don't have to start way back at protective beliefs. You can start here. We have literally come full circle. So I'm hoping you're seeing that even though this is a kind of linear process, you can start here, right? Because as soon as they take action, self-doubt's going to come up and you're going to be able to go, hey, let's talk about the protective beliefs that you're experiencing, even though you may not recognize them as such. Right, so you can start here. This is a great place to start working with a client. What I found is that, and I just want to share my screen again, is that the kind of purpose of achieving a goal, realizing a dream, is bigger than just the goal and dream itself. It's about the expansion of who the client knows themselves to be, so their self-concept. Right. As soon as I start to write the book I want to publish, I become a person who is a writer. What does that do to me? Right. And so you'll find that your clients start to change their view of themselves as they bring their dreams and goals to life. I'm someone who can figure some shit out. Right. I'm someone who doesn't actually give up at the first hurdle, even though I've been telling myself that's who I am for a long time. The purpose of in the process of achieving this goal, I've found myself to be someone who keeps going, someone who figures stuff out. So it really isn't about the destination of bringing the goal to life, but what happens to us along the way, who we become in the process of bringing that to life, that matters. Yeah. So as I was starting to work with clients with self-doubt, what I found that any approach we were going to create or rely on had to take into account emotions, self-doubt, unexpected brilliant ideas. Your clients are always going to have these, and sometimes they're going to be about another goal. And it may be a distraction technique, right? So it's something to look out for. But needed an approach needed to provide supportive accountability. So they needed to see that the process of deciding I'm not going to do the thing that I said I was going to do is an enormous gift, because you get to understand what is the protective belief that's operating here, what's in charge right now, because it's not your healthy self. So as soon as we get tempted to quit on ourselves or not do the thing we've said we're going to do, we get to explore the self-doubt that's coming up. So it's never a bad thing, right? As soon as the client goes, oh, I didn't do that thing, amazing, let's talk about that, right? Because that's going to give us so much good information. This approach needed to take a record of progress and lessons. I'm amazed at how many of us forget how far we've come. So many of us believe we're at the bottom of the mountain and all we can see is the climb, even when we've been doing this for months, years sometimes. We're actually halfway up, but we've forgotten all the progress we've made. And so we're constantly feeling like, oh, there's so far to go, right? When actually you've already made progress. We were talking this morning about in the 8 a.m. call, a lot of the coaches there, their dream or goal is to make their coaching practice a full-time role. And Janelle was sharing how she's felt like it has just been interminable, right, to make this real. But in a year, she has, you know, completed a new training, set up her practice, got her website underway, and now she's going down to 4 days a week in her full-time job. Enormous progress, right? But we forget where we've been. So we need, that's why coaching is so great, because we get that mirrored back to us. Hey, but remember, 3 months ago when we started working together, you would never have thought that this was a possibility, right? You would never have caught yourself out and gone, oh no, that's a protective belief, right? The other thing is that this approach needed to be led by the sovereign, right? A vision, values, intentions, healthy self-sovereignty. It's got to be about where are we going and why. It has to matter to the client. And it needs to always account for changing levels of courage, right? Sometimes on a daily basis, we're going to feel differently about how courageous we feel about our goals, our dreams, what we're prepared to do today, kind of thing. And so unless we take that into account and make it flexible enough to account for our humanity, then this approach wouldn't work. And for me, if we start with an approach that assumes there's no perfect straight line, there's no right way to do this, how does this work with who you are already, rather than say you have to change to fit the process when you're already doing this really hard thing of bringing your goal to life, right? The process by doing that has to account for all of these things. And what we've ended up with is this three-part process of setting a courage-based goal, creating a courage-based plan, and taking courage-based action. And what this does, and the reason that it's all courage-based, is that it's about how you feel on any given day, as to how resourced you feel, as to what you actually do. How do you bring your dream and goal to life? Through consistent action, for sure. But that doesn't mean that you put yourself in a place where you feel so hamstrung by the sense of risk that you can't do anything. It has to be flexible enough to allow you to do the next thing. And in the process of that, you learn to recognize and witness your own self-concept expanding, right? So in the process of putting this together, your level of comfort around the actions you're going to take is going to grow. Yeah. So what you'll probably notice, or you may notice, is that we've kind of come full circle, right? This was one of the first tools we talked about, it, how to uncover protective beliefs, right? And the goal is the thing that we can start with, right? So this is what I mean around, you know, if you have a client who has a goal, you could spend your first session fleshing out the goal, putting together a courage-based plan, and then session number two is inevitably going to be, what are they doing instead of the things that they want to do to contribute towards their goal, right? So what we're going to do is create a courage-based goal and a plan for you that you can practice, that you can play with this stuff, so that when you're taking your clients through it, you've got firsthand experience of what this is like. Okay. So I want you to just spend a couple of minutes jotting down what are your current dreams, goals, or intentions for yourself. They don't have to be huge, but they could be. Do you want to, and these are just some ideas that I've been sort of throwing out. Do you have an income figure that you want to make in the next calendar year? So from, what is today, the 24th of August? How much do you want to have made by the 24th of August 2022 from your coaching practice? What's that number, right? How many clients do you want to work with over the next 12 months? Do you want to create a new group program or your first group program? Is there some other dream or goal that's related to you personally that you want to do? Is it maybe about some good habits or some ways of being that would support you? Is it about boundaries? What are the things that you want to influence about yourself over the next 12 months or so? What does that look like? So just jot down some options for yourself. There's no right answer. This could be something you could do in around 30 days, and it could be something that might take you the rest of the year. Give yourself maybe a couple of goals or dreams to choose from. When you're ready, just look, sit back and just choose one. Doesn't matter which one you choose. What's the goal or the dream that you just think, you know what? That's one. You may want to let your healthy self help you choose. You probably notice there'll be some energy around the thing you want to choose. So for now, just name the goal or the intention or the dream that you have. Yeah? Everyone got one thing. Okay. So why does this matter to you right now? And the reason could be positive or slightly less than, right? It could be because I'm doing this bloody exercise, right? It could be because I'm so sick of hearing myself imagine this but not take any action on it. It could be, I'm bored of this being a dream. I want to create a reality. And it could be something that's super, you know, related to values. It's time. I'm ready. This is who I was always meant to be. Notice how you don't have to go all Simon Sinek on yourself and have a proper why, right? It could just be, it matters right now, right? Right now, I want this. And I'm just allowing myself to want it. Okay, everyone got a reason? Rough enough? When I arrive at this dream, right, when you achieve the goal, what are the top three feelings that you believe you will feel? Again, this may or may not be super positive. It might be something like relief. Christ, that's done. It might be awe. It might be a bit anxious, actually, because now I've done this thing, who am I? But what do you believe you will feel when you get there? Tap into that. Everyone got a reasonable handle on the top three emotions? Top two is perfect. Okay, what's your protective self-doubt got to say about this dream? What does your protector say? What are they worried about, or what do they need you to know? It might be something really irrational or a bit out of left field. Might be something you've heard a lot before. But remember, this is the part of you that is probably the least resourced and the most frightened. Just let it have a say. It's okay. You don't have to listen to it or act on it. You don't have to believe it. But it's important to acknowledge it, just to let that be there. Okay. And what does your healthy self want you to know? This is your most adult part. It's the part of you that can access all your other resources. What does your healthy self want you to know about this dream that you have? Okay, so just a tip when you're doing this with clients, because you'll be doing it as a conversation, obviously, like in a coaching session, it won't be like this where we're trying to do this as a group. What you might notice is that you start to hear both the healthy self and the protector come out, right? So the client will say, my healthy self says, of course I can do this. You know, this is inevitable, right? Maybe they're going for a promotion or something. They're like, you know, you've been working for this for a really long time. You've got all the experience you need. And then they'll say something like, but I worry about, you know, Steve from marketing is going to go for this as well. And I kind of feel like he's just going to get it. So you'll start to hear both the healthy self and the protector kind of having a conversation with you, even when you're asking for quite specifically what the healthy self is saying. The client will often offer some protective self-belief, self-doubt rather, come up as well. What this is showing you is that the client isn't fully bought in yet, which is totally understandable. And you're just starting to see that internal conflict that's going on. I both want this and I'm not sure I can have it, right? I both, you know, would love to think that this is possible for me, and I'm really not sure if it is. And so one of the ways that I try to sort of show this to the client is really listen out for both. And put these in different categories, like on a whiteboard. You might want to show, this is what I'm hearing your healthy self say. This is what I'm hearing your self-doubt say, your protective self-doubt say. So the client gets used to distinguishing between the two. They're both inevitably going to be there, but it's about seeing that they are actually in conflict a bit with each other. And what this means is that the client can relax if they don't have the hell yes, right? So much of, you know, life coaching is all about certainty. If it's not a hell yes, then it's a no. And actually, it just might mean that you're a complex, nuanced human with some discernment, right? It might mean that you haven't had the enough evidence that you are able to create this yet. You do have doubt. That doesn't mean that the dream or the goal is wrong. It just means that you're not fully bought into it yet. You're not fully practiced at it yet. But what we know as self-belief coaches is you don't have to wait, right? Because that's just sitting on the sideline as a bystander waiting to feel confident or capable or any number of things. So we want to be able to bring both of these like sides of the client, the part that both wants it and the part that doubts they can have it, and allow them to see that they're just voices in their minds, right? They're just aspects of themselves. It's not who they are. And so they get to decide what they're going to do. It means that as those voices come up during the process of taking action, they're like, oh, where is that voice coming from? Is that something I really want to pay attention to? Is that something I really want to listen to? That make sense? Cool. Okay, so penultimate reflection question. When I arrive at this dream, how will your life be the same in the following ways? What will still be constant for you? This is a great question to ask for clients who think that if I don't do this, I'll end up under a bridge. Right? Like actually, what will still be the same, right? You'll probably still have your family, your kids, your partner. You'll probably still have your friends. You'll probably still have yourself, right? You'll still be able to support yourself. You'll still have your ability to make decisions, to decide what you want to do. This can also be a huge relief for clients who might be wanting to blow up their life in the hope that they get a fresh start. Because as someone who's moved countries about four or five times, wherever you go, there you are, right? You take yourself with you. So there isn't really such thing as a fresh start. Doesn't matter where you go in the world, you're still going to take yourself and everything with you. So it's a great kind of just a great grounding question for anyone who might have some future fantasy idea. When I get here, it's all going to be amazing and I'll be a totally different person. Okay, last reflection. When I arrive at this dream, I believe my life will have expanded in the following ways. And what might this do for your sense of self, your self-concept? If you achieve this goal, bring this dream to life, who will you be? When you've written everything you want to write, just have a read over what you've put down for yourself. You may want to underline any words that feel interesting, good for you, or something you want to explore. Okay, so what we're going to do is actually share our dreams and goals with each other. It's really interesting what happens to you as you say your stuff out loud, right? And be witnessed in that in a really safe way. It may also feel really like you want to throw up right now, and that's totally normal. So we're just going to go around in a circle. I'll just call on you, and I just want you to share what your dream is. And we'll be celebrating you, right, and doing this courageous thing. So, Melissa, do you want to start? Share your dream with us.
Yes, my dream for the next 12 months is to clarify whether I'm in or out of a relationship, whether I'm where I'm living, and what I'm doing. That's my big dream.
Yeah, so that sounds like three different ones.
And they're all mixed up together. In a way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of by the 30th of September, let's say 2022, I want to be clear on whether an international relationship will work, where I'm going to live, and what I'm doing as the next step in my life, kind of. Is that?
Yeah. I wonder what it feels like to just name that for yourself.
It feels exciting, and it feels like the dream is too unclear and there's too many mixed up dreams in there. That's the protector. It's too unclear. Yeah. And I'd started with income from coaching 10K, right?
Yeah.
Which would be fine. But I thought, no, it's more than that. It's so, but the protector is dream is unclear. You're dropping out. There's too many things mixed up. You're going to have to choose, and you'll lose something when you choose.
Right.
So that's, and then the healthier self is you're going to learn and get clear as you go. You've started this. You've already pulled the parachute, right? You'll learn as you go in a way. Keep going. You have enough. And you want to do something small and beautiful. So that's sort of how I feel. I don't know if that
means. Yeah.
I want to feel alive and capable and at peace.
Nice. And that may actually be the real goal.
And when I said, when you said, well, how will I expand? I'll have come home to me.
Yeah.
Home will be me.
Beautiful. Yeah. So as you go through this process, Melissa, you may find that you do actually have three separate goals here.
Yeah.
And that's okay, right? There'll possibly be overlap. So you can decide if you want to sort of separate this out a little bit, just because that might feel better to you.
Yeah.
Right. So just trust yourself around whether this feels like something that because you've got like a whole lot in there, and it may be that you do need to just separate them out and kind of not feel like you have to take action on all of them.
I'm talking too much, but it feels like I'm going to Spain. I can only stay for 90 days, so then I will have to go to Australia. If I'm going to set up a business, I want to do it. So there's pieces where I'll work it out.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're celebrating you with a Zoom clap, right? So we're doing this. Right? Yeah. Like, how great to get clarity and to feel some peace in yourself. Amazing. Yeah. Beautiful. Thanks, Melissa. Jolie, you're next, my love.
So my goal sort of for the next 12 months is I want to start making money from my writing. Mm.
Yeah. Love that. I love how you just said that. Matter of fact. Yeah. How does that feel to get that out in the world?
Yeah, it feels really good. Like, I think in the past I've said like, oh, I want to write a book, or I want to write more, or I'm not really good at writing. Like, I want to get better. Like, it's all been wishy-washy, but now it's like, it doesn't matter whether I write a book. Like, I don't care. Like, I just want to make money from the writing. Like, I just want to be a writer. And so that's just what I'm going to do.
Amazing. Amazing. You sound really like ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finally feel ready. Like, I finally feel like I've accepted that I can write, and I've like let go of so many stories about writing, and I'm just like, okay, we're just going to do this thing now, because that those old beliefs were fun, but like you said in one of the calls, like, I'm just not doing that anymore. Like, we're not doing that. We're just going to write.
Yeah. Amazing. We're celebrating you, Jolie.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, Lisa, do you want to share your dream with us?
Yes. My dream is smaller. I would like to sign 2 coaching clients per month for the next 12 months.
Amazing. I love that. I wonder how that feels to you to say that out loud.
Scary.
Yeah. And what is your healthy self saying to you about this dream?
My healthy self knows that I'm capable to do it. Yeah. Because there's evidence.
Just two clients. Amazing. Oh, we're celebrating you, Lisa. Thank you so much. Yay! It's so fun, isn't it? Okay, Ariadne.
Hello.
Hello.
My goal is for the next year is to start to put money aside for a home, which then I realized that doesn't mean much. So then I forced myself to actually put a number down, which meant that my income goal would be to earn 80,000, which sounds ridiculous. So my protector is very, very, very loud in sharing and in putting this down on a piece of paper, but I'm owning it. So that's where I'm at.
I love that. I love money goals.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why I think money goals are so powerful is because of what it represents. Like, you're going to make 80,000 pounds from your brain, or 80,000 euros, kind of doesn't matter, right? From your brain.
Just put 80,000. I didn't even put a currency. I'm like, whatever, it's fine. Right. One of them.
From your brain, from your heart, from your care, your skill. How great is that? Yeah.
It's amazing, and it does feel really good. It feels really good to be able to say, you know what, like, my healthy self says, yeah, and you can make more, and that's fine. Like, it's not about that. It is about that, and it's not about that. And yeah, I feel incredibly proud of my business, to be honest. Like, I feel really, really proud of the work I do. So it's a really nice feeling. But when you attach numbers to it, then it gets a bit specific, and the protector can hook up on those. Yeah, exactly.
And I think what can happen is you then give yourself a pass fail type thing, right? Like, with Lisa's 2 clients a month, right? But I think there's something incredibly brave about saying it's this, because what you're then doing is giving yourself a target rather than it be, well, I hope I sign a client a month, or I hope I make enough money to set aside some for a house. Like, there's something very kind of like bold about saying it's this, because that's actually neutral. 80,000 pounds is neutral. 2 clients a month is neutral. It's how we interpret it that gives it meaning. Right? So good. It's going to bring all kinds of fun stuff, right? Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. We are celebrating you. Yay.
Thank you.
Okay, Kate B.
My goal makes me feel sick.
Good. You're the best.
And it's a money goal.
Oh.
And actually it's smaller than Ariadne's, so maybe that makes me feel slightly less sick. I want to generate £50,000 within the next year from my coaching business.
Say it again.
I want to generate £50,000 from my coaching business within the next 12 months.
Hello. Yes, you do. Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. It really is time to stop believing I need some kind of other job as a backup plan.
Amazing. And this is the thing, right? I just love this for you, Kate, because it's all the little stuff that happens along the way, right? Like, that's the goal. But actually working backwards, that means really owning this is what you do.
Mm.
It means, you know, backing yourself, clarifying the value of your coaching, being unashamed at getting it out there, right? All of this stuff happens as a result, and it's going to bring up all kinds of stuff. It's great. But this is the thing, right? You can either make 50 grand working for someone else, which you know you can do, sweet as, or you can do it for yourself and really see who you can be. Because working for someone else, doing that work and getting that money is not going to stretch and grow you in the same way that doing it for yourself will. And that's what I mean about it's not really about the goal. It's about who you become along the way. If the goal was I need 50 grand in the next year, there's a whole different range of ways you could do that, right? But it's actually about saying, I'm going to do this from my coaching practice. That is the real nugget, you know? Yeah. Maybe. Nice work, Kate. It was so awesome. Love these goals. Okay. Ruth, can you share your goal? Oh, sorry. It's going. Thank you, Andy. Okay. So, Ruth, can you share your goal with us, my love?
I want to expand my self-belief one-to-one coaching clients to 12 by the end of October.
Oh, I love that. I love numbers and dates. That feels really ballsy. I love it. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Actually, I think I've got two at the moment. Because kind of obviously having to transition from finance coaching to self-belief. So practice clients I'm not counting. This is clients who've come in another way without that offer of it to be a practice client. So I guess what I feel most strongly is that this is a great opportunity for me to do it my way. And I feel quite strongly that my way is not anybody else's way. This is your chance, Ruth.
Yeah, amazing. And that chance will never go away.
No.
Right? Like, I think it's kind of fun to put, I think as you get more and more comfortable with just setting goals and achieving them, I think it's quite fun to put some parameters around it, like dates, like numbers. Because what if you actually sign 8 clients by the end of October? That's brilliant, right? Like, you can't lose, yeah. You know?
No, absolutely. Yes, I mean, I guess... my protector is saying, but Ruth, you can't market. So where are they going to come from? And that's where my going to do this my way comes from. I can market, but I don't do it in a conventional way. So like Instagram is just a complete no.
Yeah.
So, if I ever post a brick that has any sort of, you know, quote or anything on it, lead me away to a darkened room. So there are other ways of doing it, and I know what they are for me. I just need to do a full rejection of
I love that, that. And other you thing know,
and you go know, for what I know I really should do because I do it well.
Exactly. And, you know, Ruth, you're reminding me, I mean, I have some very close friends who've been long-term coaches who don't really have that much of a presence on social media. What they do have is a network of re-referring clients.
Yeah.
And I think for folks who have
lived off that.
Yeah.
so far with my finance coaching. Yeah, because being old, the one thing I do have is a very big address book. That's so, right. You know, it really helps.
Yeah, amazing. So, this is the thing, right? Doing it your way is super, because this is about creating a goal that works for you.
Yes.
So one thing I just offer for everyone watching, while I'm saying dates, numbers, specifics can be really great. Like for some of us, that just feels like pressure, right? So notice, what does that feel like for you? Sometimes we want the pressure, right? Because it's like, ooh, let me see what I can do with this. But sometimes it's like, oh, that feels heavy, or it feels constricting, or it feels like a stick I might use to beat myself with. So you just setting your goal, wording your goal should be about, does this feel good to you? Like, are you a bit excited about it? Even if you've got doubts, even if you're feeling nervous or anxious, or you're not quite sure the first step, setting a goal and doing this with clients, it's about naming the thing in a way that feels exciting. There may be other things that are around this as well. So I always kind of check in with clients when they've got something that's a bit vague. Do you want to put some specifics around that? Right? Is there something that would actually really focus you? Is it about 2 clients a month? Or, you know, when people say things like, I just really want like a sustainable coaching practice, I'm just so stunned by how few people know what that means for them. Right? We don't really know. Like, well, what do I need to make each year for that to be true? So we're kind of out there in vague land. And there's something about really owning, actually, for me to be sustainable, it's £36,000. And, you know, 8 of that's going to come from a course that I'll run twice a year. And the rest will come from one-to-one clients. And then suddenly your plan starts to take on some real meat. You know, you've got a real like sense of, this is the detail that I needed. And my suspicion is that a lot of the times we don't get too specific, because then we've always got an out, right? Didn't really qualify what sustainable meant. So I'm not really sure if I achieved that or not. What I do know is I made this much money and I had worked with this many clients. But I'm not really sure if that's good or bad, or how that works for me, right? So it's just about playing with this. And when you're doing this with clients, like, you know, just pushing on the edges a little bit. Do you want to get more specific? Why not? You know, what's holding you back from that? But yeah. These are fantastic goals. Ruth, we are cheering you on. Yay. She's out. So what we're going to do now is start the next step, right? So what we do with our courage-based goals is we turn them into courage-based plans. This is what your plan looks like. That I know it slightly resembles a breast. This has been pointed out to me more than once. But the idea here is that it's not a straight line, right? Like, it's just not, because we know that straight line goals, linear goals, there's no such thing. So what we do is we turn our goals into our plan, okay? And then we plot them, and we'll come back to that. The first thing we need to do to be able to do this is to start thinking about what actions we're going to need to take. Okay. So what I want you to do is to just take 5 minutes now to write down half a dozen actions you know you're going to have to take. It doesn't matter if you know how to do these things, or if you just feel a little vagueness around them, that's okay. They may be things that feel a bit aspirational, like, it could be that some of your actions are about supportive beliefs that are going to help you, right? So what do I need to think and feel to be able to do this? And it could be that they're quite straightforward actions, right? I need to send a letter to my network to let them know this is the coaching I do. So just write down sort of half a dozen, 10 actions that you'll need to take to reach your goal. You don't need to know how to do those things right now. Make sure you write down things that you probably don't want to do, but you know you need to or would help you. Okay, once you've got a reasonable list of actions, I want you to also start thinking about what obstacles might get in your way. What might go wrong? What setbacks might happen? This is an opportunity to really think about, you know, how do I tend to quit things? What do I do? What do I say to myself? Also a good opportunity to check in if any of your obstacles are reliant on other people, right? Like I need clients to buy from me. I need someone to fall in love with me. I need a house to become available, right? These kinds of things. Then start looking at what's my role in this? What do I need to do? What's the problem I need to be able to solve? So it might be about if I need clients to buy from me, I need to really get good at quantifying the value of my coaching work and clearly explaining that, right? I need to be willing to be visible. I need to try different things to market my work. So hopefully by now you've got a growing list of actions to take, things to believe, things you want to feel, as well as setbacks and obstacles that are likely to come up. Okay. And so the next step is to create this courage-based plan for yourself. You can do this on a wall. I love doing this on a big wall and just putting up a ton of white paper and then using post-it notes to plot my actions. You can just do it on a big piece of paper. It doesn't matter how you do it. But the idea is you want to rank all of your actions. Like, so spend some time like jotting down everything you know and then plot your actions as to whether they are doable, easy, uncertain, or risky. Doable basically means you could do that right now. No biggie, no resistance. It's very doable for you. It's the easiest thing to do. Easy tasks are ones where you know what to do, but you feel a little resistance to it. Some self-doubts there, you're a bit unsure. Uncertain tasks are ones where you have quite a lot of protective beliefs coming up, or you're just not, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to tackle this. Okay. And risky ones are kind of like no freaking idea, right? There's a lot of self-doubt coming up. I don't know what to do. It actually makes me feel really uncomfortable to even contemplate that. So we're going to start with doable, right? And the idea is you take 2 to 3 actions a week, starting with your most doable tasks, and you reward yourself. You plot your obstacles and setbacks on here as well. Some of them will be risky and some will be uncertain and some will be easy. You will add more as you go. There'll be things, oh, I didn't even think that I'd need to have to figure that out. I don't know. So I put that in there. every time you come up against this is the next natural step to take and it feels kind of outside of doable or easy, what you're going to do is break that down into something that is easy to do. So you just make a start, right? So maybe the uncertain task is to sell 5 places on a new program. And right now that just feels a bit uncertain. You're not quite sure how to do that. But what you can do is decide you're going to plan out what that looks like, right? That's the doable task. What could you say to these people? What could you offer your audience to understand what you do? How else can you get the word out? Who can you call on in your network that has a bigger audience? What podcasts can you offer to go on? Right, like all of this kind of stuff. How do you get your voice out there into the world? You start breaking anything that feels a little too big or anything that you have too much resistance to make a start on. You have to break it down into doable steps. Now, the thing that happens that's a little bit magical is that as you do all your doable tasks, right, couple a week, then maybe you want to do 2 doable and 1 easy, right? You start to kind of mix it up. What happens is your level of comfort expands, so the things that feel uncertain to start with drop into the easy category after a while because you've got more knowledge now. You're less uncertain. You're less in the dark. You know, you're starting to know what does work, what does feel good to you, right? You're going to come across obstacles, and the idea is that you spend a little bit of time replanning, right? So those obstacles then are about what choices do I have? I don't know the answer here. Who does know that I know? Who could help me? Right, so you get really good at asking for support and help. What would my healthy self offer me? What are those protective beliefs that are coming up that are stopping me from taking action? What do I need coaching on? Okay. And as that stuff comes up, you take it to your coaching pod and you're like, okay, I need coaching on this. This is coming up. Help me out. Almost inevitably, the setbacks and obstacles will bring up protective beliefs. Right? So what we do, the actions we take, will bring up the protective beliefs when we hit barriers and setbacks and obstacles. And so getting coached on those is going to really help you to see what choices you do have, what actions you can take. And as long as you keep going and taking the momentum, you know, taking the actions and creating momentum, your goal will come to life. It just is never going to look like how you imagine right now. So the homework for this week is to create your courage-based plan, right? So want you to kind of hold these up next week, right? Show us what you've created. Notice what's coming up for you in terms of protective beliefs. Where do you need support, right? Feel free to let people know in the discussion forum, this is the thing that I need to do, like the next action I need to take, and I've got no idea how to do it. I'm stuck in paralysis. I'm noticing that I'm just watching Netflix rather than doing this. I can't quite grab hold of the reasons why I want to do this. My self-doubt's just overpowering me. Share all of that in the forum. This is totally natural and normal. This is almost inevitably going to happen. So what you want to do is add this into your plan, right? Experience self-doubt and it goes in the uncertain category. And the choices for you to reverse that or resolve that are to ask for help. You've got a whole community of coaches in Manscott who want to support you. Yeah. So we want you to complete your courage-based plan, right? So spend a little bit of time adding as many actions as you know exist onto your plan, including setbacks and challenges. Get coached on those, right? What is the first obstacle likely to be, if you can kind of get onto that? How does your under-functioning resistance show up, right? So that's when we kind of go, I'm going to just get into paralysis, passive behaviors, procrastinating. It's very kind of like, oh, I can't, I'm under-functioning. It's the scapegoat bystander type approach, right? How does your over-functioning resistance show up, right? Where you're working really hard, trying to do lots of stuff, or taking care of other people, and it's all about avoiding having to take action on your plan. How many are passive tasks, right? So we talk about this in the module, that there is passive action and meaningful action. And passive action is about reading about the topic, talking about the topic, right? Doing a lot of things that are about consuming rather than creating. Meaningful action comes when you actually take specific action yourself. Right, so notice all of these things that come up for you as you go through this. This is where your self-concept gets to expand, right? Because you're kind of like, oh, look at me deciding that 9 perfect strangers is the thing that I need to do rather than start marketing my business, right? 9 perfect strangers is very good, by the way. New series, Nicole Kidman. Okay, so this is the process that we go through and that we support our clients to go through. I really want you to experience this yourself, because what you're going to see is that when you're in this place where it's like healthy self is, or you feel is leading, or you're feeling quite neutral, then it's kind of easy to imagine doing these things, right? And then you start doing them and you're like, holy shit, I'm so in my head right now. Like, self-doubt is coming up. I don't even know what I'm doing. And this is when we need to ask for help. But I really want you to experience this for yourself so you can see that it's totally normal and expected. We've even planned for it, right? And you can just plan in, right? Those obstacles are going to come up. What are my choices in that moment? What can I do? Right? Everything that feels like a semi-doable task that suddenly feels not very doable at all, you can break it down, right? If you've got to call someone that you feel like, oh, I just can't do it, the first doable task is to get their number and make a date in your own calendar to call them. Second task is to come up with a script for yourself to support you. Third task is to look at all the potential outcomes of how they might respond to your request and make peace with all of them. By the time you make the call, it's doable again, right? So you just break stuff down into, you know, what would support you? And sometimes we have a little bit of brain fog around what to do. And so that's when you can ask for help. What I'm hoping you see is that you start to see is that, oh, I never have to quit on myself. I've always got options. I can achieve whatever I want to achieve. I've just got to keep going and trust that it doesn't have to feel amazing for it to be expanding me. In fact, if we expect it to feel a bit shit for some of the time, it will probably be all right. Amazing. How are you feeling about your goals? Thumbs up, thumbs down, a bit halfway. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Remember that hand gestures. Okay, cool. So really do, like, just throw yourself into this, even if it feels uncertain. You may want to just take this call, read the module and go, oh, I want to come up with a completely different plan now. This is a new, I want a new goal. Right? So that is, you get to change your mind, right? So do that, but whatever you decide, choose something and create a courage-based plan for it. When we meet up again next week, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be checking in around that, around what's coming up for folks. And we're also going to do a bit of a Q&A, right, around anything that's come up for you about working with clients, pulling this all together, I'll sort of take you through like a suggested approach to working with clients. But this will be really lots of Q&A from you. So do bring your questions. Okay. Anything we don't have time to get through, we will address in some way. Okay. All right, everyone. Amazing luck with your plans and your goals. I'm excited to see where you take this stuff. And I'll see you all next week. Yeah. Okay, everyone. Take care. Thanks so much. Bye. Bye-bye.